Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. Since I started this internet radio broadcast, I've had a lot of really wonderful ideas coming through the email on various types of shows to broadcast. Many of the ideas have been about broadcasting some of my more popular daily messages over the past year that bear repeating, only this time with my voice, which also serves as a gentle reminder. Not to mention that the audience from my other website, DrStanley.com, is literally quadrupled in size since this exact week last year. No kidding, folks, the audience is really, literally quadrupled, and I have you to thank for it, so thank you. Therefore, I realize that not everyone gets to every one of the 3,000 pages on DrStanley.com. One requested daily message in particular is the one I wrote back in April of 2006 called And Who Are You?, which is also the title of my book, And Who Are You? A Daily Regimen for the Soul. I have no idea why I did not decide to put that story in the book since it bears the title, but here goes. I grew up on the outskirts of a one-stoplight town about 42 miles west of St. Louis, Missouri. When I was 16 years old, news had spread quickly that the McDonald's was building a new restaurant in our town. It seemed just about everyone at school was applying for a job there, and naturally I wanted a piece of the action too. So I asked my mom to take me to town so I could apply. McDonald's had set up shop at the local bank to accept applications as nearly every teenager in town filed in and out. After several weeks had passed, all of my friends who had applied for the job received their phone call and was told where to pick up their uniform and when to report for work. I waited and waited, but my phone call never came. This couldn't be right. Something was definitely wrong. I refused to believe that they would have not called me. I knew there was some mistake. I told my mom and she said, "Do you want me to take you up there?" I responded with a sure of myself, "Yeah," and off we went into town. I walked into the bank and knocked on the door of the man who accepted my application. Without looking up from his papers, he said, "Come in." Speaking to the top of his balding head, I told him that I had placed my application with him several weeks earlier and that I had not received my phone call. As he continued with his head down, sifting through papers, he said, "All of the positions have been filled." I said, "Yes, sir, but I did not receive my phone call." Still without looking up, he said, "All the positions have been filled." Again, I said, "Yes, sir, I understand that, but I did not receive my phone call." Slowly, he looked up at me over his tiny round glasses sitting at the edge of his nose and said, "And who are you?" With a huge, "May I take your order?" smile, I said, "My name is Loretta Stanley." He returned the smile, shook his head a bit astonished at my boldness, and said, "The uniforms are in the room next door. Training starts Saturday at 9 a.m. Knocking on that man's door just didn't seem to be enough. You know what they say, opportunity knocks once, but sometimes you have to lean on the doorbell. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great evening, everyone.